Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3402. I'm going to try a little something different here, kind of mix things up. We got those conversation cards from Kelly Knox and Inside Editions a while back, and so I thought, hey, let's discuss one of the questions, which has to do with the idea of Luke and Leia swapping places. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, right off the bat, I'm just going to say, I want to hear what you think about what we're going to talk about today. So, a while back this year, Inside Editions came out with this thing, Star Wars Conversation Cards. It's written by Kelly Knox. We had her on the podcast here to talk about it. We tried a couple of them out. It was very cool, and I thought, well, let's try some more of them out. So, we're going to try one out. I asked my wife, who some of you who've listened to the podcast for a while know her as Brainstormer Lonnie, to pick me a number between 1 and 125, because that's how many cards there are in the deck, and she picked number 7. Yeah, surprise, surprise. And so number 7 happens to be this one. What if Leia had been raised on Tatooine and Luke was raised on Alderaan? And what if they'd been raised together? Now, the fun little booklet that comes with the conversation card kit does do a little bit of expansion on that. It goes on to say that Bail Organa volunteered to adopt Padme's baby daughter. If he had chosen her son instead, the galaxy's fate would have turned out very differently. Luke would have lived on the moisture farm, Leia would have lived on the moisture farm with Owen and Brew Lars, and Luke would have been a young prince. What else might be different? So for me, I came up with 3 things about each of the scenarios, about Luke on Alderaan, Leia on Tatooine, and if they had been raised together. For one thing, I think that Prince Luke Skywalker, what a crazy thing to think about. You know, I feel like without the, you know, strong hand of someone, I guess it would have been Owen on Tatooine, probably would have been Brea Organa on Alderaan, that he might have become a little pompous as a young man, and he could have been a little bit full of himself, and he definitely would have needed the guidance of strong parents to kind of keep him on track if he had been in a royal scenario. And I think Brea and Bail would have given him that structure, so I definitely think that's a good thing. I think that he would have been more of a people pleaser than he necessarily was, as we saw him in the opening scenes of A New Hope. He didn't necessarily seem to be all that concerned about being a people pleaser for Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen, but I think he would have been more so with Bail and Brea. And for a third thing, I'm not entirely sure Luke would have discovered Bail's rebellious activities. So there's a novel by Claudia Gray, Leia, Princess of Alderaan, that details how it was that Leia discovered Bail was involved with helping build the Rebel Alliance. Now, I can see how, you know, Luke would train to be a senator and would, you know, probably not really enjoy it all that much, and, you know, go through all the Alderaanian customs and whatnot, but I don't see him really, you know, digging into details enough to wonder what's going on with Dad and why is he doing things that don't seem to make sense, and would not have ultimately discovered that he was in the rebellion. Meanwhile, I think Leia, if raised on Tatooine, would probably have become a bit of a gearhead, quite honestly. I think she would have eventually become a pilot as well. I feel like she has had some flight training, but, you know, we don't see her flying anything in the, you know, original trilogy. She doesn't really do it in the sequel trilogy either, and I've tried to think about other storytelling that I've read with her. I don't really remember a heck of a lot, so I might be conflating her with Mon Mothma, who has definitely not had any kind of pilot training whatsoever. But yeah, I definitely think she would have learned to be a pilot if she had been raised on Tatooine. I think she also would have been just as strong-willed, and that would have led her to clash a lot more with Uncle Owen than she necessarily clashed even with Brea Organa. That seems to be the person with whom she had more clashes as opposed to Bail. And I think she would have been very loving and appreciative of Aunt Beru as well. And Aunt Beru probably would have been a role model. Certainly the Aunt Beru that we met in A New Hope was an older Aunt Beru, one who had slowed down by comparison, but the Aunt Beru that we met in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series in live action, for example, was definitely an active fighter. And then in the comics, there are depictions of Aunt Beru also being, you know, very, you know, well-equipped to take care of herself and to take care of Owen and Luke and the family. And so, yeah, I feel like Beru would have been a model for her in that regard. I also think Leia probably would have been looking up at the stars the way Luke was, but perhaps a little more determined to get off world by comparison. And yet, I also think that Leia probably would have been looking around her, the circumstances around, you know, her moisture farm neighbors, and trying to make things better for them. She would have been a little more community slash civic minded, if you will, and trying to help out those farmers around her. As far as whether Luke and Leia would get involved with the rebellion, I feel like Bail might have brought Luke into the idea of a rebellion, certainly before Luke ever figured out that Bail was a part of it. And that ultimately, when the Death Star blows up Alderaan, that hopefully Luke would not have been on Alderaan at the time, but certainly would have seen his parents be martyred for, you know, the rebellious cause, and would have definitely taken up the mantle on his own. Meanwhile, I can see a galaxy where Leia might have been too distracted, so to speak, to, you know, consider the broader idea of the rebellion, because, you know, the whole stuff of the Galactic Empire didn't really touch Tatooine until, you know, suddenly that, you know, Rebel blockade runner showed up above Tatooine. But it seems like she probably would have put a lot of energy into what was happening on Tatooine itself. And it would have taken a rebellion arriving for her, you know, to consider getting involved the same way that Luke did, but I think it probably would have been less of a draw, comparatively speaking, for her. Especially if all throughout her growing up, Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru were constantly poo-pooing stuff, and there wasn't any mention of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, there was just the crazy wizard hermit, and like, stay away from that guy. And none of this actually considers the idea of their force powers, and neither of them, strangely enough, like when you sit and think about it, it is kind of weird that up until, you know, 19 years old when we meet them in the original trilogy, neither of them have connected with any force powers. Like, it takes Obi-Wan Kenobi to just start opening the door in Luke's mind before something happens with that, but there's no indication that he had any sort of inkling of the force prior to his meeting with Obi-Wan Kenobi. And more or less, it's kind of the same thing with Leia. So I think that if they had been raised together, I think they might have discovered their force abilities on their own and a lot sooner than, you know, they ever did in what is the actual canon storytelling. But that's enough for me. I think I've answered the question pretty well in depth, and I would love to hear from you. So again, the question is, what if Leia had been raised on Tatooine and Luke was raised on Alderaan? And what if they had been raised together? Like, let me know what you think would have been different and what might have ended up turning out the same. So if you're catching this on YouTube, hey, comments are right there. Please leave a comment and let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. Would love to chat with you about it. And if you're catching this in an audio version in your favorite podcast app, then head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and drop a comment on the blog post there. I would love to talk with you there about it. And that is going to do it for this episode of the show. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.